Podcasting from Atlantic City, New Jersey. My name is Janice Malone, and this is mini lesson number 2, how to create unforgettable characters. What I like to do as a writing teacher and as a presenter is to include some kind of fun factor or mind link to help students remember important writing techniques. So let's get started with how to create unforgettable characters. The first thing you are going to do is write 3 names on the board. 3 of my favorite names are Stanley Sneed, Tiffany Hollister, and Jake Savage. Then cover each one with a piece of construction paper. I always number the covers to raise the curiosity level in the room. Then you are going to tell students that when J.K. Rowling was creating character names for the Harry Potter books, she put a lot of thought into making sure the character names fit their personalities exactly. Characters like Draco Malfoy, Hermione Granger, and Dudley Dursley came alive like magic, even if you had never read one of Rowling's books or had never seen one of the films. Her character names conjure up pictures of the people who own them. Now what you're going to do is write in all capital letters on the board the name Yolanda Graves. And then you're going to share with your students what you think that character might be like. So I think Yolanda is definitely a bully. She's tall with brown hair pulled severely back. She's big boned, has lots of muscles, but most of all, she's mean. If she enters the cafeteria and finds someone sitting in the seat that she just decided that she wanted that day, Yolanda would hold her food tray with one hand and grab a hold of the unsuspecting student with the other hand, raise him up in the air, and drop them onto the floor behind her while she claims her chair of the day. I also think that it might appear that she has a lot of friends, but all the girls that follow her around are actually afraid of her. Even the teachers look the other way when they think they might have to confront her. So pretty much Yolanda puts fear into everyone she meets. The only thing is that Yolanda has one weakness. She is in love with the new kid, Cosmo Dilbert, who is the nerdiest kid at the Jim Connor Middle School. Cosmo is the only one who is unaware of Yolanda's feelings for him. See, if you have a great character, a great conflict will become evident with almost no effort at all. All right, now you're going to say to the class, today we're going to take a look at the names of 3 characters. As each name is revealed, I am going to pose some questions, and then you're just going to answer them in your head. So now you're going to pull off the first piece of construction paper and reveal the name Stanley Sneed. Then you're going to say, what is unforgettable about the way Stanley looks? What does he do that makes people remember him? What do you know about him that might surprise other people? Next, you're going to reveal the name Tiffany Hollister. Now, I want you to really picture her. What makes everyone notice her? What are her prized possessions? What would only her best friend know about her? And last, you're going to reveal the name Jake Savage. Where would you find Jake on weekends? Everybody knows him. Why is that? Would Jake Savage be a good friend? How about a good boyfriend? What opinion do most adults have about him? Now that you have conjured up the lives of each of these characters, each person in the class is going to pick one and then write his or her name on the top of their papers. And for the next 10 minutes or so, maybe 15, you're going to create a character so unique that he or she will be unforgettable. when time is up, you start off with Stanley and have the volunteers who selected Stanley share their ideas about what Stanley would be like. After that person has read, you can open it up to others who didn't select him, but remember the images that they had in their mind while you were making mind pictures for them earlier in the class. Now do the same thing with Tiffany and Jake. This is just one great anchor activity to get your students to create unforgettable characters. If you have any questions or if you have requests for podcasts, contact me at JaniceAnnMalone.com.